Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are just having a most amazing day and starting your day in a positive way. We are so grateful that you have tuned in here, whether you're tuning in on our radio show or our podcast. We would love to get to know you, and we would love to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008. And we are giving away tickets to Levity Live, and that is happening February 2nd. If you'd like to get your name on there, and laughter is truly the best medicine, we'd love to give those out to you. So definitely call in and leave us your name, your number, and your email. We've got a great show for you today. And today we are going to start it with something uplifting. Mastering others is strength, but mastering yourself is true power. And, you know, it's about being your best, living your best, and truly believing in your best, and just really looking in the mirror and loving who you are. That's what it's all about. So with that, I'd love to start our show. I always want to say I'm so grateful for all of my sponsors. And again, we're going to bring our first guest on. Her book is Mindset of an Entrepreneur. Her name is Toyin, and Yu Mei Siri. And Toyin is an entrepreneur, an international business consultant, supply chain strategist. She serves as a top strategist at the headquarters of Fortune 1, Walmart, and she was a supply chain expert at Whirlpool Corporation. And through all of that training, she put together some incredible skill development, market linkages to drive the impact. And we're going to talk to her a little bit today and find out a little bit more. And some strategies, skills, and mindsets for achieving business growth and success. Toyin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are
so
welcome. So I'm excited to learn a little bit more about you. And so please kind of share your journey with us.
Oh, thank you again. Thank you to be with your listeners today. It's such an honor. So I'm a Nigerian-American. I came to the U.S. Several years ago to pursue my master's. So I have a master's in information systems. And from there, I went into corporate America. I spent over a decade in corporate America. And about 5 years ago, I resigned to pursue my passion. I became an entrepreneur. And I teach and train other entrepreneurs as well. So it's been an incredible journey. I'm a mom. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I enjoy being a mom. I really do. I love my kids. And so entrepreneurship also allows me to really, you know, build the life that I want. So I say entrepreneurship, if we do it right, we'll support the type of life we want. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I love that. And first of all, I just have to say mom is the most precious job, but at the same time, the most, you know, incredible job because we don't have any training for that. So probably being an entrepreneur would make it a lot easier. But you know, with saying that, we have to know what we're doing. And a lot of us, you know, that saying, what you don't know, you don't know. And so how did you learn all these strategies and skills and mindsets?
Wow. Okay. So definitely, I do have like traditional training when you think about my BSc and my master's. But, you know, when we go into the workplace and we have the opportunity to be surrounded by incredible people, that really gives us an opportunity to learn, right? And that's been my experience in terms of working at the headquarters of the world's largest company. That in itself was incredible school, life school for me, in terms of just the massive amount of business knowledge, the leadership style of that company. It's servant leadership. I really had a great time there. And really, I also host events where technical experts come to my events and they share, you know, their experiences. So I'm a student of life. And what I now do is just passing it on, like what I've learned, the things I've gleaned from other leaders and other business owners. I now have a passion. I now make it my life work to put that together and make it very, very easy for those coming behind us to learn. So I learn from other people and then I share what I've learned. Thank
you. Wow, that's beautiful. You know, so I love that, a student of life. I mean, that really kind of says it all. I mean, and that's how I feel. I feel like I learn every day. There's a golden nugget from somebody. And, you know, so what is the biggest thing that you've learned that you can share with us here on my show?
Oh, yes. The biggest thing, particularly in the world of entrepreneurship, is we need to become a student of entrepreneurship. And then once we master the skills, we will start getting better results. That's the biggest lesson, even from my book, is that many times we come into entrepreneurship assuming that we already know. But the traditional education system prepares us to get a job, not to be an entrepreneur. So there's a transformation we now have to go through, right, in our minds, because we have to become leaders. We have to acquire skills, particularly we have to develop our communication skills. That's the foundation of branding, marketing, sales. The strength of our communication must be, right, stronger. It must be stronger. So the biggest thing I see in entrepreneurship is we must not assume we know. We must approach it as a student of it, because I say that, you know, our doctors, our lawyers, we ask them to train for success, and our entrepreneurs and business owners, really, we need to start encouraging them to really develop skill as well, because skills well developed will lead to better results. So that's the biggest lesson I've learned.
Wow, I love that. So do you think that people are born entrepreneurs or they're made?
I would say both. I think determination, right, fortitude and the sense of self-belief is important. And what I've also seen is that there's a certain mindset we must adopt, and that mindset we can actually teach people. We can teach people confidence. Mm-hmm. That confidence comes from knowledge and skill development. So I think it's a little of both, because of what I've seen is that we can actually teach and train people to succeed in the world of business. Just like, you know, doctors and lawyers and pilots, like, are pilots made or born? Well, they are trained. They are trained for success. And we can do that as well in the world of business.
I love that. Yeah. So are there specific skills for being a successful entrepreneur in your mind?
Yes. First of all, mindset is, how we approach entrepreneurship needs to be out of service, service to the world, service to other people, because the transaction that actually has to come in is one that people have to see what we've created as valuable to them, for them to reward us with money. So the mindset is the first thing, is knowing our why. Why do you want to become an entrepreneur? But understanding that we have to be in service of other people, because cash flows from our customer clients into the business. And for cash to flow, we have to exchange value. We have to deliver value that is of service to them. The next thing also is strategy, is that there's always different ways of achieving results. We need to be in search of the most effective, efficient way right, of getting results. And one of the ways to do that is to learn what other people are doing in our space. What have they done? How are they achieving results? And we can learn from them. And whatever we learn, we can bring it into our business. And really developing skill. Everything has to do with skill, sales skills, communication skills, persuasion, telling our stories, right? Because at the end of the day, the powerful thing about persuasion to me is if I can make you feel how I feel and help you know what I know, then we can start moving people to take action in the direction, right, of right, what we're trying to present to them, the offer we have to present to them. So all of these are foundational skills that would help an entrepreneur, an existing entrepreneur or a new entrepreneur, to start seeing results in their business. Thank you.
So you talk about, and that's all wonderful, you talk about strategies. Give us two strategies that can help our listeners.
Definitely. There's something I call magnetic messaging. Mm-hmm. It is based on the foundation of shared value. Mm-hmm. We have to know that when we deliver value in the form of products and services, the people who value our value will pay attention. So how we communicate that value is essential. That we need to communicate value first before we say buy. We need to encapsulate, like, what is the value I'm delivering? What's my value proposition? We need to deliver that value statement first, because that's what will draw people in. And when people pay attention and they are drawn into the value, then we can help them really understand the products and services. So one mistake people make is they start with pitching a product and service instead of talking about the value that they are here and committed to deliver for the clients and customers. So that's a powerful strategy that I use, is we present our value before we present the offer, because value draws people in.
I love that, because people, then you already, they're like, how do I work with you, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
I love that. Toyin, this is, we haven't even barely touched what you can share with our listeners. We definitely have to have you back on. How do my listeners get your book?
Yes, it's available at Amazon, Mindset of an Entrepreneur, Strategy, Skills, and Mindset for Achieving Business Growth and Success. And I really believe it will be a guiding compass for those who are really struggling and that they want to get more results in business. Thank you again for having me.
You're so welcome. And download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And I'm going to schedule for you to come back again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to take a really quick break with all of our sponsors. And then we will have Kimberly O'Brien joining us. So with that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today. Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, our next guest is a sponsor, and she is an amazing, passionate mom. She's the CEO of Survival Swim with Kim, and this lady is helping so many families. And, of course, that is her why. That is Kim O'Brien, Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics. Sorry about that. And Kim, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and I'm glad you're here. But it has been so cold outside, and and we're going to be talking about swimming, and why should people really still be thinking about swimming right now? I love that.
I know. It is so cold, and we have it warm here compared to other places.
I know. So.
But swimming is so important to think about all year round because water doesn't go away just because it's cold outside.
That's right. And is it even more dangerous, right?
It is. Because kids are drawn towards water. It doesn't matter if it's cold outside. And in the winter, they're usually wearing heavier clothes. And so it's even more of a danger because they're heavier. And weighed down by all that clothing. So it's so important for them to understand water and be prepared for it any time of year.
I love that. It really is. And let me back up even a second. First of all, I want to congratulate you on, oh my gosh, last year. How many people did your families and babies and children did you teach?
Gosh, Kim, it was such a great year. I am so thankful for my families and little ones throughout Ventura County that trusted me with their precious cargo. I taught close to 150 students last year.
Oh, you just gave me chills. I mean, that is just incredible.
Isn't it amazing? I'm so blessed. And every one of those little kids, you know, touched my heart and helped my heart heal. So I'm so thankful for all the families and so happy every time I see a little one get their skills. It's amazing.
And walk us through, like, okay, what is survival swim and how is it different from traditional swim lessons?
Yeah, that is a great question. Survival swim focuses on safety. So we teach safety skills first before we teach splashing and playing and having fun. You know, one of the, I think, things we think backwards often is we want our kids to have fun in the water, but we often do that without them being skilled. And why do we do that? Why do we teach them it's fun to play in the water if they're not safe in it? That's just setting them up for danger. And so survival swim lessons teach kids the safety skills. So they know how to hold their breath if they go in the water or under the water. They know how to propel themselves. They know how to roll themselves to their back and float independently. Because kids' heads are so heavy and disproportionate to their body, it's dangerous for them to be in a vertical position and like tread water and things like that, because their head is so heavy and it weighs them down and it'll wear them out quickly. So it's really important for them to be able to float on their back. It's the safest way they can be more safe in the water, is to be able to roll and float on their back.
And now, what about all of the safety things that they sell out there? Are those safe, or are they false safety?
Oh, those darn floaties, Kim.
Yeah.
the marketers get us. Yes, they've been thieving us for years, and it's just very sad, because they put kids' lives in danger. Floaties or puddle jumpers are not meant to be swim aid devices in the pool. They're not. And oftentimes that's what they end up being. And sometimes parents rely on them a little too much. And so kids are able, you know, to jump in and splash and have fun with this puddle jumper on. But that's giving kids a false sense of security, because they don't realize that puddle jumper is the only thing keeping them up, right? And so what happens oftentimes after kids have been used to wearing these puddle jumpers for, you know, maybe a couple of years, they may jump in the water and think, oh, I can do this on my own. And they don't have the puddle jumper on, and they just sink because they don't know what to do because that puddle jumper was doing all the work for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it
gives them that false sense of security.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes them think they can do it all. And they can't. And it also teaches them to be in a vertical position. So they're up and down where their legs are under them, their head's up. And as I just mentioned, because their head is so heavy, that gets really exhausting, and they don't know how to position themselves any different, because that puddle jumper created that muscle memory for so long. And it's really hard to undo that. It takes a lot of time and work to undo a vertical position. So I really recommend hands-on in the water. If your child is not skilled in the water, don't put them in a puddle jumper. Hold on to them. It is so much better for them in the long run.
Okay, I love it. And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, we're talking with Kim O'Brien, Survival Swim with Kim. This is her why of what she does every day, and that's why you've been so busy and successful. How do our listeners find you, first of all?
I have a website, survivalswimwithkim.com, and I am on social media, Survival Swim with Kim. And there's lots of videos on my social media pages of kids that I've taught and showing off their skills. And
Kim, give out your phone number, too.
Oh, yes, 805-620-7177. Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about those videos that are kids often wearing street clothes and shoes. Why is that?
Yeah. So if you'll notice in my videos of kids that I've taught that they're wearing shoes, street clothes, heavy jackets, pants, you know, that type of thing. And the reason for that is I want kids to be as prepared as possible for a real life scenario. So in real life, when kids fall and have water accidents, they're usually fully clothed. It's not at a time where they're supposed to be swimming. So they're wearing their jackets, they're wearing their shoes. And that can be a lot of weight when they get wet. You know, I don't know if you've ever tried to swim in jeans, Kim, but it's not easy.
Oh, it's not. Yeah.
So imagine a little kid, if they fell in the water wearing all their clothes, how heavy that gets quickly. And if they hadn't experienced that ever, it would be shocking and extra hard for them. And so we practice in clothes. Once kids have learned their skills and they have it down, then we start putting clothes on them and shoes so that they can practice with me in a safe environment. We practice safe falls from the edge and things like that, so they experience what it could be like to fall in the water with their clothes on, and show their skills so that if it actually happened, heaven forbid, they can pull that memory out and use it.
Wow, I love that. And so what ages are all of these kids? And, well, first of all, that, and then when is it a good time to start kids' lessons?
So the earlier, the better. The earlier you get your child used to water, the easier it's going to be for them in life. You know, if you wait until a child is older, then it's usually they start developing a fear around 5 or 6, and that's kind of a little unrealistic. And so if you start them earlier in life, then it usually they don't, it doesn't even faze them by the time they're 5 and 6. I start kids as young as 6 months. At that age, the infants that aren't walking yet, they will just learn to roll and float and lay there. And usually they're, you know, they'll cry out for mom, which is great, because if you have a child that falls in the water, what do you want them to do, Kim? You want them to call for you so you know something's wrong.
Right. And so,
So toddlers will learn how to swim and float. So if a child is already walking and running around, they can learn to swim and learn how to roll over and float as well. And then older kids, four-year-olds and up, they'll also learn basic stroke, swim strokes.
Wow, that's just incredible. Now, are the parents more fearful than sometimes the kids?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's much harder.
Like you have to, like, train the parents not to be scared, right?
Yes. Yep. I always try and prepare the parents, because it is much harder on the parents than it is on the child.
And this is just kind of a lighthearted thing. Is it most the moms bringing them, or the dads, or in which one's the most, you know, that you have to really work with?
You know, that's funny. Most dads can't handle it.
It is
harder on dads for some reason. the moms, you know, kids always cry out for their mom, so they're used to it, I guess. But when they're crying out for dads usually can't handle it. I did have some great dads this year, though, that really, you know, were tough and and hung in there. It's only hard for the first couple of weeks, and then they see what goes on, and they're like, oh, they're nothing. It's fine.
Because they have to, they're like, I need to save them, right? You know,
that kind of thing,
right? Do they have
we don't
to
want to hear
away?
Our babies cry.
Yeah. Exactly. So do they have to turn around and not see it? Because it's kind of like, torture.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how long are your lessons?
So lessons are only 10 minutes a day, but they're 4 days a week. For 6 weeks.
Okay.
So they're very repetitive. And that is the key to kids learning these skills so quickly, is repetition. You know, you can't teach a child to read just by reading to them one time a week, you know, for 30 minutes, right? It doesn't work as well. But the more you repeat something, the more it sticks with them. And so that is why my lessons are so frequent. So it is a little bit of a time commitment up front. But by, you know, 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks, depending on the age of the child, they are swimming and floating across a pool. And, you know, it's not years of learning, right?
And even at like 6 months, they're swimming and doing that. Really? I love watching your videos. Gosh.
Yeah.
That's just incredible. I mean, our bodies are just. Our minds are amazing, isn't it? Just crazy.
They are. It is amazing what kids can learn, even at such a young age. And what it's doing is creating a muscle memory for a skill. So it's the same thing when they learn to crawl or learn to walk. You know, they're trying things over and over and over until they nail it. That's the same thing we're doing in the water. We're doing the same skill over and over and over until they nail it. And when they do, it is the most amazing thing to see.
That's great. Where did you get your training from? And, you know, and how long did that take?
Man, so training was 6 weeks of intensive in water training, as well as out of water training on child development and, you know, safety protocols and, you know, all sorts of layers of things to look for in children to keep them safe while we're doing and teaching them in the water. So not only was it hands-on in the water, but extensively out of the water as well. And I trained with Infant Aquatics Survival, which is a company that's been around for many, many years that teaches survival swimming. And it is absolutely amazing. We have instructors all over the country, actually all over the world. We have some in other countries as well. So Infant Aquatics is a great program. And you know, we take safety seriously. Obviously, we're teaching little ones. We don't want to
right.
hurt them. And we're trying to, you know, make them be safe in the water.
Right.
So so we take safety very seriously. And that's is one of the reasons that lessons are only 10 minutes is, you know, we don't want to wear them out and, you know, we're going underwater some days. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we're safe with the kids.
I'm sure they sleep really good when they get home after this, correct?
Yeah. They're exhausted after 10 minutes. Yeah.
I was just going to say that, I mean, 10 minutes is like a nice big workout for, you know, somebody else.
It is. Right? It's like an hour workout for an adult, right?
But it's crazy. Yeah. So, Kim, I know that you are actually teaming up with a local charity. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I'm working with the Patrick Vega Swim Scholarship Fund. And
what
that is a
local.
It is a local charity here based out of Camarillo.
Uh-huh.
So Patrick Vega was a local child that grew up here, and he loved swimming. He started swimming at the age of 3 and absolutely loved to swim through high school, was in water polo, taught swim lessons, and he just absolutely loved the water. Unfortunately, he passed away the same month that my daughter passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so his family started this scholarship fund to give back. And so they collect funds and donations throughout the year and use those funds to help people who can't afford swim lessons and people who want to join junior lifeguards and, you know, need some help with that as well. So it's a great organization that supports a local child that helped people around the community, and I'm very honored to work with them.
And have you guys done this before? Have you done this before with them?
So I just learned about them last year, and
okay.
But they actually have been doing a swimathon every year. This will be the fourth year. And so we're going to be doing a swimathon at the end of March, and it'll be in Oxnard. And it is not just for professional swimmers. It can be for anybody. So there will be an event for professional swimmers. And then there will also be a swim event for normal swimmers, everyday folk like you and I.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
And then there will be a water aerobics class. Yes, the pool heated.
Okay. How old was Patrick?
Patrick was 21 when he passed away.
Okay. And was he, do you mind sharing like what happened?
So he, from a young age, he always wanted to be a Marine. And so he joined the Marines, and unfortunately, he passed away during boot camp. There was his health was neglected, so it was
his
a really important thing.
Yeah, so. Is sharing his tradition, you know, his legend with everyone. So
yes,
that's
yes.
great. All right, how do my listeners find out more about that?
So they can go to the Patrick Vega Swim Scholarship. It's a website, Patrick Vega Swim Scholarship. And then and there will be information on there on the swimathon or how to donate. Anybody can donate anytime. It is a nonprofit organization. So it is a tax deduction.
Okay.
And you go to help kids.
There you go. It's a win-win-win. So let me ask you a question. If there's one thing that you want to share with our listeners that can really make a difference in a family, because that's what you really, what you do, right? What would it be?
Get your kids used to water early in the bathtub. You know, make it a game to pour water over their head so that they get used to that feeling. And do not put them in floaties.
Do not put them in floaties.
Yeah.
And I've never even heard the puddle jumper.
Puddle jumper, yeah. It's like it goes over the arms and the chest. It's like a vest around the chest, but it's attached to your arms as well.
Mm.
You see them everywhere in stores. It's a big marketing ploy. But
and the parent has them on them?
Yeah.
Or no?
So,
okay.
The child wears it. And then it's just like the floaties. So they jump in and it'll pull you right back up. It's not rated.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not rated like a life vest is for open water. I mean, life vests are, you want to wear a life vest in open water always.
Right.
Puddle jumpers are below a buoy in in the safety realm of things. And so they're marketed really well, but they're not meant to be used for that.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I appreciate it. Some really, really good knowledge. And thank you so much for coming on. And this will also be in our newsletter, too. So we definitely want to see who can help us and share what you do. So thank you again, Kim.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day and a weekend, and we'll talk to you later. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is George Kube, and he's going to be talking to us about taking a break from alcohol during dry January. And it's all about really rethinking drinking. Welcome, George. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became so involved in kind of rethinking drinking.
Well, I could go on and on, but basically I became interested in the first half of my career and how we feel good and what brain systems mediate that, and the second half of my career and how we feel bad and how the brain mediates that. But that automatically leads into the addiction field and specifically the alcohol field.
Right, and through the holidays, is let's just say if you didn't have an addiction, through the holidays is stressful to begin with, right? And then add all the family, the different dynamics of family, and then the stress of maybe trying to please your family, maybe not having enough money. What are some of the possible signs of alcohol-related problems during the holidays?
Well, typically people might be overindulging during parties, embarrassing friends and family and loved ones. Same thing for sporting events. But also, there may be a deterioration in relationships, family members, loved ones, or even coworkers. And those are early sensitive signs that maybe something's not quite right.
Okay. And so if somebody in your family or your friends or your circle may have a problem, what are some of the things that we can do to really get some help for them? And, what they say is you can lead them to water, but you can't make them drink. But you obviously, can share some thoughts on that.
Well, it is a real challenge. So one of the things you can do is take them aside and just point out and ask them whether they feel better when they're not drinking, and point out that maybe some of the symptoms they're showing: upset stomach, irritability, sleeping problems may be related to their drinking. But you may even get resistance to that. So another option, if you really sense a problem, is to see if you can get them into their primary care doctor for a physical or a semi-annual physical, and maybe alert the doctor, because alcohol affects all the organs of the body, and it's very possible that any physical presentations or behavioral problems they're having are actually related to drinking too much.
Wow. And so let's just talk about that for a second. I don't think people realize, is it like, even if you have a drink, a glass of wine, every night for dinner, is that becoming a problem? Is that considered, will that hurt your body?
Well, it depends very much on the individual. I mean, that would be within the dietary guidelines for both males and females of what they consider moderate drinking. On the other hand, if you're thinking about getting pregnant, or if you are pregnant, or you have some other conditions that your physician may have told you about, you may not want to drink at all. So, I mean, it really varies tremendously. But when you go beyond, you know, two drinks a day for males or one drink a day for females, then you're pushing on the envelopes of problems associated with drinking. And we know there's no real safe amount of drinking, truthfully. I mean, even staying within the dietary guidelines for women increases, it's slight, but it increases your likelihood of breast cancer. So, you know, epidemiologically, you know, over the course of population statistics.
Right. Wow. That's interesting. And so let me ask you, how long has Dry January been going on?
Oh, I think it's close to about 10 years now. Some version has been going on. There are other movements like Sober Curious, but there's more and more interest in having alternatives to drinking as well. Things like mocktails and, dry bars and an easy thing to do if you really don't want to drink is just, you know, have a sparkling water with a lime or lemon in it, enjoying the fun. You know, there's no reason you necessarily have to have a beverage that contains alcohol.
Right. I think a lot of people just want to put themselves out of their own misery, right? And so what would be your suggestion if they're in pain or they're going through a really hard time? Obviously, seek therapy, right? Or talk to somebody. I mean, journaling. What other things would you recommend as a doctor?
Well, you're exactly right. There has been and is, particularly in the holidays, a lot of what we call relief drinking to, you know, suppress negative emotions, to suppress memories of lost ones, members of the family and loved ones and things like that. But it's a slippery slope because ultimately the alcohol is going to cause the problem that you've been drinking to relieve. So you get into this, closed loop. What can you do? Well,
right.
You know, one thing is to, reduce your drinking or join a January effort. Structure something around limiting your intake. Another thing to do is get some exercise. Keep moving. Yoga. I mean, I'm not saying yoga is a solution for everything, but I mean, for some people, it's a great way of relaxing, but also using muscles. Exercise is good for everything. You will find that every NIH director of the 27 institutes is going to tell you that exercise is going to help your heart. It's going to help your, I would bet the dentist will even tell you that it's good for your teeth. So, that's one
that's
thing.
That's amazing,
It doesn't have to be working out at a gym. I mean, some of the recommendations nowadays.
And also, you know, people don't think about this, Dr. Kube, sleeping, right?
Exactly.
Oh, really? You're going to go there? Okay, go, please.
No, I mean, you've said it perfectly. I mean, when you drink, it disrupts your sleep. I mean, it does help you fall asleep slightly better, but you wake up in the middle of the night having to go to the bathroom, number one, and then you find your brain is hot-wired because there's a rebound hyperexcitability. And then the next day you're even more tired, so you drink even more. And so another closed loop of negative feedback.
Right. That closed loop that you're talking about is kind of a vicious circle, right?
Correct. Absolutely right.
Yeah. And so I think that what I love about this is really just learning more about you is rethinking about drinking. And when we rethink and we just really bring to our minds and our family, just a reminder that, is this ruining your life? Is this making your life a little bit different? And to take this time to just really detox your body from alcohol and start 2023 in a really positive way. So I love this. It's just another great reminder of decluttering our body of alcohol. So where can my listeners find out more about this and learn more about you?
So Rethinking Drinking is actually a website that we've put out, and you can You know, you can put that in your search engine and get much of the information that we've been talking about, including what is the standard drink and what are the dietary guidelines. There's also a website for individuals who are worried about loved ones who, or even themselves, who may have a problem with alcohol, which is the NIAAA Treatment Navigator. And there you can learn about what is an alcohol use disorder, you know, a spectrum disorder, what are the treatments that match the spectrum. And you can even type in your zip code and find a treatment facility in your area. So all of these things are,
right.
You know, the bottom line is this: if you stop drinking in dry January and you're starting to feel better, you should listen to your body because your body's trying to tell you something.
I love that. What a great New Year message. A New Year message. And I also want to say you are the director of NIAAA. What does that exactly stand for?
Well, it we're still using the old terms there. It's called the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. We basically are the largest funder of alcohol research in the world, and we support mm-hmm. a lot of research into the diagnosis, prevention, treatment of alcohol use disorder, and among the large, diverse population in the United States.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for bringing that to our show and truly the brighter side of life. And I hope that my listeners out there, you know, if you know somebody or maybe it's you, we're not pointing fingers at anybody, but take this time to really make your life a little bit better. Dr. Koob, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and thanks for great questions.
You got it. All right. Take care. Thanks for great input and spreading a really needed time of knowledge. So thank you again.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Welcome back, everyone. And again, that was really good. George has got some really passionate ideas about the dry January. So let's kind of think a little bit about that.
Now, Kim, we get a lot of calls here to the station about your media coaching. And when the show runs, a lot of people call up and say, I'd sure like to know more about that. So, Kim, tell us what you do for local businesses and what does your media coaching involve?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Thanks for asking. Well, basically, what I do is I get on a Zoom call with you, if you're comfortable with that. And we really just do a full discovery of what you do, who you serve, and how you can get your message out there. And what are you doing to get your message out there? And a lot of times it's really just that message isn't clear. You don't have a vision for your business, for who you're serving, and also really out in social world. Okay, are you on LinkedIn? Are you on Facebook, on Instagram? Are you doing reels? Are people knowing you? Do you have a brand? There's just so many things. Where is your opportunity to speak your business? And that's what I help people with. The other thing that I also do is make your message your magic. I help you actually put together a couple different stories that you can actually, people can believe who you are. Because once it's really like our first guest said, is if they can believe that you can help them, they need your service. And that's what it's all about.
And you're Kim, with a lot of people. One of the issues is they're really good at what they do. They're experts, but they don't know how to get that word out. And that's where they're not an expert. So they might know what they're doing. They might be incredibly good with their job and their product, but they don't have that ability to get out there. And a lot of them, Kim, don't realize that until they get started.
You are so true. And not only that, because you are doing what you love, hopefully. We all are doing what we love, right? But in the same sense that sometimes we need to bounce off things. And my dad used to say this to me, it's lonely at the top. In that sense, I don't really think it is anymore. Okay, I've learned to
center and position myself with other amazing people. But sometimes in the comforts of your home or the comforts of your coaching, you can actually say, what do you think about this? Oh, my God, brilliant. Yes, let's just form that talk for you so that you can share it. And so it's just an image and a mirroring of what you already know. And I would love to work with any of you. Please, you know what, Tom, thank you so much. Set up a 15-minute Zoom call with me and call right now at 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org.
And, you know, Kim, another thing is for the folks out there who might not be comfortable with a Zoom call, that's one reason why they really have to call you, because this type of thing has become the mode of business these days. Everything you talked about with social marketing and networking and doing all that, the Zoom call is key. So I would recommend that people get on a Zoom call just to start getting comfortable with that process too.
You are so right, because if you have an opportunity, maybe you're saying, you know what, I don't want to be a speaker. Well, guess what? Every single time that you are selling to somebody, you are a speaker. And so when you can get comfortable with sharing and looking in the mirror and selling what you do, and I don't even want to say selling, because I like sharing. If they need my service, that's what you want. And you only want the right people that believe in you, that want to be able to work with you. So it is really imperative to be able to be on a networking group on Zoom. Everything after the last couple of years has moved virtual. And I suggest that if you're uncomfortable with it, you're right, Tom, that's even a more of a definite reason to reach out to me. So thank you so much for bringing that up.
Awesome. Let's get our motivational thought for this morning, Kim.
There you go. And, of course, I want to thank everyone for joining us here today. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Time is a created thing. To say I don't have time is to say I don't want to. You need to walk forward, my friends, and I would love to work with any of you that just talk to you. So thanks, Tom. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.